Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another. Welcome back to another session of State of the Union. Here on Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. If you want more information, find out what's going on, head up to the website, therealside.com. All right, we've got our stories up there. We've got the stations that we're on. You can watch live, listen live there as well. Send me a message. Or you can just simply sign up for text alerts. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are there with us, that you are involved. In the last hour, I was talking about the rising crime, whether it's in Chicago or what have you. In New York City, you know, where de Blasio is in total control. A group of men got into a wild gunfight on a Brooklyn street. They were spraying bullets everywhere. And the sad part about it is you didn't see this a year ago or 2 years ago. Not like this. And now that we have more and more and more no bail crimes, what's the big whoop? Right? I mean, seriously. And this is right in Brooklyn. You see the videos, many of them you go looking at this. You see three men, four men, five men standing on the sidewalk. Then two of them go running up and start just firing up the place. I mean, are we for real? Is this really what we're looking at and how things are going to go down from now on? Washington County, this why it's so important for you to pay attention who you're voting for and not buy into the D and the R. A Washington County Council candidate once threatened to blow up school buses. Or a school bus, I'm sorry. That's according to court documents. And now running for the city. Seattle Area Council, I mean, well, Seattle's kind of, forgive me, people. Weren't some stations in that area, but what happened to you guys? The Seattle Area County Council once threatened to blow up a candidate, once threatened to blow up a school bus, and mocked the children, listen carefully, mocked the children who fled as cowards. That's according to the court documents. Progressive candidate, UBACs, progressive. This is the kind of progressives we want, right? UBAC's Gardner is running for King County Council in Seattle. The area has been endorsed by some local Democrat officials, including State Senator Rebecca Saldana, who said that she would follow UBAC's anywhere. Wow. While she was lighting the bus on fire? Like she was trying to light off the bomb on the bus? Maybe that's what she... However, in 2010, Gardner faced felony charges after she boarded a Highline School District bus as it was making its morning rounds, and demanded the driver inform his dispatch that a national security incident was going on and that she was going to blow up the bus. She demanded the driver send her message to dispatch. Now, today she's the director of the Equitable Development Division in Seattle's Office of Planning and Community Development. How do these people move up the ladder? She proceeded to verbally attack the Chinook middle school students on board the bus over America's relationship with Somalia. Now, this is all written in the court documents. You read it yourself. More than one student reported her saying that Americans were bad people. It also said the papers, it noted that Gardner was not the parent of any child on that bus. And when the driver and student told Gardner to get off the bus, the candidate now told them multiple times that they needed to calm down because she could have a bomb and she might have a gun. Why would you do that to little kids? Why would you torture little kids like that? It only shows you what a coward you are. Pick it on little kids. Why don't you pick on a bus of adults? What do you think? Oh, no, kids are easier. Postmillennial, which first flagged the court documents, noted that the deputy prosecutor, Gretchen Holmgren, said that when the students started fleeing the bus through the emergency exit, Gardner called them cowards. And at one time she called them white cowards because she couldn't control herself. These are the people that want to run the government. See, you guys in Seattle, and again, I am sorry if you get upset with me. You deserve what you get. Seattle, Portland, Chicago, New York City. You've got good, solid people now in New York City who will not step up for the mayor's position. You know why? They don't want to have to clean up the mess. There's one heck of a mess there. And then you wonder why, and you browbeat people so badly, and then you wonder why you get such a poor selection of elected officials. It's no longer, you know, a sought-after position because you think you can do some good. There are plenty of people out there, the good people on these boards and these councils, but they're in the minority now. Because the Dems and the progressives or what have you spent so much money, they're not afraid of lying. So when they go walking door to door and they tell people what they stand for, it's nothing but a lie. And then they do just the opposite. The according to the Seattle Weekly article of 2010, Gardner suffered from postpartum depression after the birth of her son 3 years prior and had a stint in the hospital because of it. She also said that her mental condition worsened after visiting her in-laws in Dubai while en route to Somalia. So she had all these problems. Why didn't somebody help her? I'm just saying. So we're seeing your host. Guess who joins me after the break? Come on, come on, come on, come on. You should know. I said it a couple times. Andrea Kay joins me. I always love when she's on with me. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. If you really want, you want text alerts, I guess they're called. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You know, I'm the old guy in the group, so I don't really always get what's going on. I don't get all this stuff that people are talking about, the terms and what have you. So I have to bring in people who have a clue. And one of the smartest people I know in these areas is Andrea Kaye. She's a radio host of her own show called The Andrea Kaye Show. I love having her on. And Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Me on. I'm so excited to wrap the week, this crazy, insane week that we've had, particularly the bumbling global tour that we've had going on, and I'm just glad to be here with you guys to laugh about it and have a giggle. Because what else are we going to do? That or cry, right?
No, I was just going to say that. And what else are you going to do? I mean, you watch this guy. I mean, this is worse than the Obama apology tour, right? This is like Uncle Frank goes to college or something. It's just unreal.
Well, yeah. I mean, is Rodney Dangerfield making movies anymore? Because wouldn't this be like the greatest movie for Rodney Dangerfield to star in?
It would be perfect. No, you're so right. So
we just need Biden to try to do a triple Lindy, like in the Back to School movie.
Well, you know what? Somebody should have challenged him to those push-ups that he wanted. Remember, he was always challenging people to push-ups? At some point in time, somebody should have said, okay, Joe, let's go for it. I don't think he could have found the floor. That's how confused he is. Anyway.
I mean, we're laughing, but
it's sad.
Seriously, is this not the most humiliating week of foreign policy and diplomatic missions in United States history? And yet the left is still working overtime, twisting themselves into a pretzel, trying to justify somehow that Kakula and what she did and what's going on with the Bidens over there, that somehow this is a win for the United States.
When you have Telemundo or you know, the Hispanic news stations getting on Harris to find out when she's actually going to do something, you know they're losing it. They're losing their stronghold on the Hispanic community. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, and, you know, maybe if she had just, why isn't she wearing that T-shirt of herself? Remember in the first debate with Joe Biden when she talked about segregation and how she was that little girl on the bus? I mean, maybe if she had worn that T-shirt of the little girl, she might have won over the Telemundo gal. But I'm starting to wonder if this isn't somehow her getting thrown under the bus by the Biden administration.
Really?
Because this is such an epic fail, you have to wonder. I mean, I'm still wanting to know whose idea was it? Who came up with the cookies? And not just cookies, but faceless cookies, right? Then she has to hand out on Air Force Two. Then she goes down there, and was she not briefed that the presidents of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico are all blaming the Biden administration? Did she not know? Was she not prepped for the Lester Holt interview? I mean, either she is actually the most incompetent politician to ever hold office in the United States, or she's been set up to fail here.
Well, listen, we had her as RAG, right? You know how incompetent she is. And then when she did that breakfast show, whatever they called it, the Breakfast Club, I mean, the fact that she's surrounded by black folks, and she makes the comment that, yes, she did smoke dope, all right, on several occasions, knowing that she put all those people in jail. She has got to be a flaming idiot. I don't even know any other way to put it. Her IQ is going to be just above 9.
Well, you're absolutely right. I forgot when she went on Charlemagne the God
and started
talking about how she used to smoke back when Tupac, to the Tupac album, and Tupac wasn't around making albums yet when she was in college. I totally forgot about that.
Whenever she does that giggle, it's like the high school girl who doesn't know whether she wants to really go on a date with the guy or not because she's waiting for the other guy to ask her. It's like, oh, I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, my God, you're the VP, for God's sakes.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself, I'm so glad you brought up the whole pot smoking thing, because everybody knew what a disaster she was and that she had about as much charisma as a wet sponge on the side of the sink just getting mold on it. And yet they handpicked her. Why? They had other people of color they could have picked for this position if it was just about that. And even according to a lot of African Americans, black people, she's not even technically black because she's half Indian and half Caribbean. I mean, help me to understand why this person was even picked.
Well, now she's a woman of color, so let's get that clear. I don't want you to get in any trouble.
Okay.
I don't want cancel culture coming after you, okay? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's because she had, you know, she has such a close relationship with Obama. Her and Obama get along on many, many, many platforms. And I think she's out there as far as he is. And I really believe, I have no proof for this, but just listening to what's being said and how it's being said and how it's being implemented, I truly believe that the Obamas of the world are running the show, if you would, through other people there at the White House.
Well, if she's tied with Obama, I mean, even Michelle Obama, when she said, this is the first time I've been proud of my country, was more charismatic than Kakula in that interview than Lester Holt. I mean, did they not expect that question? Did somebody not tell her how to answer it? And her response of, well, I've never been to Europe either. I mean, that was worse than even Hillary Clinton could have given an answer. And so, no, I'm not familiar with anybody in Obama's orbit being this completely incompetent and lack of charisma. So it's still a head scratcher to me, man. Because, yeah, she is a person of color, you know, but there was others that they could have picked that might have been better because she was handpicked. She didn't earn that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wanted her. She came in dead last in the primary.
She was coughed up like a football. And remember Gabby Giffords, man, was that her last name, Gad? What's her name? The gal from Hawaii?
Oh, I know that, but Tulsi Gabbard.
Always wore the white suit. Yes. Tulsi Gabbard. Boss Hogg, as I call her. She always wore the Boss Hogg suit. She was the boss in that debate against Kakala.
Oh, yeah.
So they had other options.
No, they took her to town. You're right, but you know what? You can't tell me that. I call her Carmella because you know Carmel, and she probably did the pole thing at one time. I'm sure, in more ways than one. Anyway, does she not watch the news? I mean, does she not see what's going on around her? Does she not? I mean, she can't be that dull not to have picked up any kind of newscast of some kind or a headline or what have you, to know where these people thought about her and America, and that it was Biden's fault that we're having all these problems at the border.
Right. I mean, is she that arrogant, that full of herself,
yes,
that she thought she was going to fly over the scene of the crime at the southern border and go down and face a man that's already said, don't you be coming down here blaming me, sister, because you're the one who created this problem.
Yep.
But, oh, by the way, for the record, I wasn't the one that insinuated anything about pole dancing. That was Joe.
Oh, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's plenty of people that are on record as to how she got where she got. And I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be nice. Joe Bezina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the end of after the break. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is now investigating itself. Its internal watchdog is looking into allegations that it secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats during the Trump administration. Two large tech companies confirmed they were ordered to turn over the information through subpoenas. An official confirmed that Apple informed nearly a dozen people in May about the probe. At that time, a gag order from the DOJ had expired. According to the source, the investigation didn't reveal any evidence of leaks. The Justice Department acknowledges it has been aggressive in pursuing leaks of classified information in recent years. That includes former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his successor, Bill Barr, who has responded to allegations, Barr saying he was unaware of any member of Congress being subpoenaed in the case. He also said he never spoke about leak investigations with former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of it. We bring her on because I love having her on with me. Andrea Kay joins me. She's the host of the Andrea Kay Show. Heard every day. Andrea, where can I hear your wonderful show? Seriously.
Well, I'm on at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Get all the details at theandreakayshow.com. And it's just the highlight of my week to be on giggling and laughing with my buddy Joe Messina. It's so much low-hanging fruit to laugh at between Kamala and the Bidens.
It's way too easy. Listen, with all the stuff going on around us, with all the issues that the colleges have right now, I'm sad to tell you that this fall there will be no more freshmen at the Texas Christian University. Did you hear about this? This is heartbreaking.
No.
You know why? Because you can't have freshman anymore. It's not gender inclusive enough. So they're going to have first-year students. They're going to change it that way. Because, you know, we don't want anybody to feel offended that they were literally left out. I can't even do anything with that.
Here's the thing. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I would expect to hear from Berkeley or any of the Ivy, which, by the way, I don't even want to drive near an Ivy League. I don't even want to fly over these stench-filled, you know, Marxist views, right? But to hear that a supposed Christian university where people pay extra money to send their kids to these Christian universities supposedly because they're going to be free of this kind of indoctrination, how do you have Christian in the name of your organization and then in any way support this kind of Marxist ideology that denies science and denies God, basically, right? Yeah. That's crazy to me.
But, you know, Andrea, I did a story last week, and I don't know if you saw it go by. It was 43% of our young people, 43% of people under 35 no longer believe in God or don't really see a need for a God. And I thought about that. And I thought about, wow, what, you know, some of us older folks, you're not up where I'm at, but you know, what do we do to our kids? How do we raise our kids? What has happened to us in not raising our kids to believe in something higher and better than themselves? I, I believe in God. I believe in, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. But, you know, these kids believe in absolutely nothing. What did we do to them?
Well, they've been indoctrinated into worshiping themselves, because there's no such thing. I don't believe in atheism, right? I don't believe that you don't worship somebody. You either worship a Lord, you either understand that you're a part of something bigger, or you worship yourself, right? Well, I guess the third option is to worship government. It's baffling to me. I grew up in the Deep South. I grew up in the Bible Belt, okay, where, right. You know, I don't know anybody that didn't go to church on Sundays or synagogue on Saturday. New Orleans, we have a large Jewish population in New Orleans. For me, while I was raised in a Christian environment, I actually embraced my Christianity as an adult, because I started looking at the world and I started examining the world and what was going on in the world. And to me, the only thing that made sense was a God. And then as I investigated religions on my own, the only one that made any sense from even a logical or practical standpoint was Christianity. And so I don't even understand how I get intellectually that we are intentionally, through our schools, through the Marxist agenda of replacing God with state. But it's still hard for me, because I know, as even as a young person, I still was able to see that there was no other explanation for the universe and for the oceans and all the miracle that is life. There's no other explanation but there be a God, even if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ. So that's really stunning to me to hear that number.
Oh yeah, it was to me. But you know what? I'm one of those guys that I like to place blame. But I go back and say, what did the parents do to these kids? They have no respect for authority. They don't understand how the process works, and they don't have God in their lives. Anybody bigger than themselves. And I'll tell you what. I don't know if you remember a couple of months ago now. I think Jerry Nadler. You know, little. Remember the Weebles? He reminds me of those little Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. So Jerry Nadler comes out and he says that God has no place in this chamber. Now, first of all, what a moron! He has no idea what our founding fathers had in mind. If he would look around the walls, actually look around the walls of our buildings, there's God all over the place. But I think the Democrats have raised themselves to the height of Olympian gods. I really do. I think they believe that, you know, Zeus and Hera and Athena and Poseidon, they all went away, and those seats needed to be filled by Democrats. So now you got Schumer and Pelosi and Sheila. Oh God, Sheila Jackson Lee. She must be the Joker of the group. I don't know. Do the gods have a Joker? Because that's what they perceive themselves at that level, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, they are absolutely dictators. You can see that mindset play out here in California, if not other states, in terms of with the coronavirus. Mussolini, right? Is he not acting like he's God? You know, as dictators, and our founders understood that our rights come from God, not from man. And so it has been a slow creep of indoctrination into society to, you know, it starts with got to remove prayer from schools and, you know, remove symbols. And now we can't have nativity scenes anywhere. You can't have Christmas on a school calendar, but you can have foot washing stations for, you know, Muslim students. But it's been all about trying to replace God with state. And it's and we also saw conservatives, to my shock, as, you know, Mussolini and others acted like God, literally telling us how to cover our faces and where we were allowed to go and what we were allowed to do, that there were actually some conservatives jumped on board with that. That was incredibly disturbing to me. And parents have not just failed their kids by not raising them to believe in God, but not raising them to be critical thinkers. Which is what I was talking about, me at 18 and 19, looking at the world around me and critically thinking and analyzing what was going on in the universe and was there a God. We're not raising kids to think anymore. We're raising them to be snowflakes and be all about their feelings and their emotions.
Yeah, well, listen right? to them speak when they go to these events. Look, you know, it's funny you should say that, because one of the things I sound like the 90-year-old guy that used to sit around yelling at the young kids on his lawn, right? But, you know...
We Clint Eastwood in the movie, get off. What was the movie with Clint Eastwood?
I loved him in that movie. That was great. you don't go to grandma's on Sunday anymore. So there's no accountability to family, you know, the whole different generations in family, right? You don't have those people from World War II that were in your house and, you know, helped fight during the war to help free others. So you don't hear the stories of the oppressed and how we went in and helped free them and that kind of stuff. You don't have Holocaust survivors that are in your neighborhood anymore like they used to be, so you could hear what... There's no reality of the world around you. The world around these kids is, I say it's around their elbows, right? Their smartphone and their elbows, and that's where the world revolves for them. I think we've done them a great disservice in those areas.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the devices. The devices, you know, I was talking to a mom today and she was, you know, I'm trying to raise my kid to be a conservative and a Christian and you know, but the world just has them gripped. Yep. And, you know, we've got the devices now used in our schools. The interesting thing is those in Silicon Valley and big tech, I saw a study done, their kids, there's a private school where all the people in big tech send their kids and those kids don't never have a device.
That's right.
The designers of big tech, their kids don't have devices, and they go to schools that don't use devices. That's part of the way that we've lost our kids, and the way that they're not critical thinkers anymore, and they've been sucked into the world and the Marxist ideology.
Oh, and it's normal because they're hearing it every day. They're hearing bits and pieces from the teachers, and so it's got to be right. And I think I told you this once before, the most trusted person in a community, according to surveys that come out every year, is a high school teacher. Now, if that doesn't send a chill, and again, not all high school teachers are bad. That's not what we're saying. But if it doesn't send a chill up your spine, knowing what's being taught in the schools, you know, looking at some of these Zoom meetings that took place, how these teachers berate these kids, if it doesn't send a chill up your spine, there's a problem. You're not thinking, or you're not caring, right?
Well, that's right. Parents have you know, just abdicated their parental responsibility to the schools and not even paying attention. They're happy to have the teachers, you know, assume the role. But you give up, you know, and that can feel easy if you're a parent and you're still a single parent, you're busy, you're working two jobs or one job, you go, okay, I'm not, you know, I'll let the teacher, you know, have this, you know, I won't pay attention to what's going on in the schools and I'll just trust the teacher. And that's a huge mistake because, yeah, the power that they have right now, and it's unabated. You know, there's nobody doing anything to roll back the power from these teachers and from these unions.
Right.
And that's a major problem. And they're also, you know, the government, you know, is thinking, well, you know, we can't let parents decide that they're going to take kids from public schools and put them into charter schools or put them in private schools because, you know, they're going after those as well. I have to tell you, you know.
Oh, no, the charter school drives me crazy because, according to USA Today, a month ago, they actually had an article about how charter schools were doing so well, right, in the distance learning or what have you, because they'd already had to do it to a degree. So, again, I don't know why the public schools didn't, you know, we know why they don't like them, but they should have been reaching in if it's truly about the kids and said, hey, how do we do this? How do we do what you're doing? But we got to go for a break because I know you believe in capitalism like I do. And I didn't ask you, but I'm going to hold you for one more segment. Okay? Just
sure.
You can bear with me, I'm sure. Joe Mancini, your host. Yeah. Andrew's going nowhere. She's going to be with us when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Sign up for the newsletter. I only send it out once a week. I hate getting that much email myself, so I wouldn't do it to you. But let me bring it back on because I have so much fun when she's on with me. Andrea Kay joins us, as she does from time to time. And I'm going to try to comment in the coming on even more because, you know what? It's not that often you get two people that can come together, especially two radio people, because they tend to want to walk all over each other, but come on and hit the issues of the day, because there's a bunch of stuff happening out there. Right, Andrea?
No, yeah, it's absolutely crazy what's going on. And, you know, and we're here to solve everybody's problems, right? And to tell everybody.
we use the sitcom promise, right? You fix everything in 30 minutes. You're done. That's it.
Exactly. Right, good. Okay, yeah. So what sitcom are we? Are we more Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, are here we go. I don't know. If you talk to some of the people who know me, we're probably more like All in the Family, right? Because I'm...
And, you know, does that make me Edith or does that make me the daughter? What was the daughter's name?
Oh, God. It is so fun. There was a show that if you really were honest with yourself and you watched All in the Family, you saw how Norman Lear, flaming liberal, but you saw how Norman Lear was calling out the hypocrisy of, you know, racism and such. In the average normal family, I don't believe that character, I don't get too deep here, but I don't believe that Archie Bunker was really an out-and-out racist. He was an ignorant racist. You know what I mean?
Well, that show was before I was really young when that show was on. My parents would watch it, and it was really humor that was above me. But I feel like I need to go back and watch it because I actually watched they recently redid it with Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei, and they did a live version of it about a year or so ago.
Really?
And it was my first exposure to Archie Bunker, and I don't remember who played the daughter character or Meathead, and I thought, wow, I need to go back and watch this series because, yeah, he was not a racist, and he was actually really smart and really clever. He was ignorant in a sense in terms of his thoughts of people, but it was very clever and I need to explore it more because, and I think that the kind of show that we should probably be playing right now with what's going on in the divisiveness in our
agree.
Time.
Yeah,
right?
No, I agree. You know, all right. Joey B, I don't know if we already talked about this, but I have it up here in my note. Did you see that his geriatric nurse had to pull him away from a bunch of reporters there in England? Because first of all, he was wandering around like somebody was lost to begin with. Like it was his first time there and he didn't know anybody around him. And it's a sad place to be. You know, people, when I make fun of him like this, you have to understand too, I really feel bad for him because I think what they do to him or what they've done to him is a sin of major proportions to a guy like that. But so they start asking him questions and he looks confused. He doesn't look like he really understands what he should be doing. And then Jill comes, you know, in on with her cape and saves the day and grabs him and pretty much pulls him away, leads him away from them all to get him out of there. So same thing with did you see him on stage with the military men the other day? He had his back turned to her, he was looking at the military men that were behind stage, and she had to tell him, Joe, whoa, over here, turn around, right? Oh, my God,
yeah,
this is the guy that's got the button.
I know. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know if she's acting more like nurse or more one of those Scientology minders, right, that follows people around and, like, make sure they don't talk to the wrong person at the wrong time or say anything that's, you know, outside the Scientology. I mean, it's almost that kind of weird vibe to me because she doesn't come across to me as like maternal. And you know, I have to wonder when you see these leaked emails from Hunter Biden dropping the N-word, like some people will say like a vocal tick,
right?
You know, I almost think that the only reason why he did this and they've got him out there in this is to try to you know, some type of deal in order to, you know, shield Hunter Biden and continue to cover up their corruption. Because this dude ain't anywhere near capable, and the world knows it. I mean, is it any wonder that we're like, today it was McDonald's. Who's it going to be tomorrow, cyber attacked? Right? I mean, we've had JBS, our number one meat company,
yep.
The world's number one meat supplier attacked, Colonial Pipeline, Scripps Health here in San Diego, our largest medical group here in San Diego.
Yep.
Who else am I missing? I mean, it's practically...
They're showing them. They're showing us how they can easily bring us to our knees, and he's doing nothing about it, right?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, maybe the elbow bumps, you know, and like they're distancing, and they're acting, you know, and then Jill Biden with her love on the back of her jacket, that was trending. I mean, like, we're supposed to believe that this is what's supposed to matter to the United States of America.
Did you hear her? When somebody said, what's that saying about, well, we're just bringing you love from the United States. That's what we're bringing. We want to let you know that we're bringing you love. Well, thank you. I'm sure those people that want to kill us, take us down, and brought down the buildings in New York, you know, the Twin Towers, that'll fix everything, Jill. Thank you so much for helping out.
Well, you know, I don't remember. I was young, but is that how Ronald Reagan took down the Berlin Wall? Was it because Nancy was wearing love on the back of her jacket? Is that how he did that?
No, but you know what? If you go back and look at the news reports for those days, they said he's going to start World War III. This is cowboy diplomacy. You don't talk to the Soviet Union leaders like that. I mean, you should have heard them. They were going nuts. And look what happened. He took the Soviet Union down.
Well, didn't they say the same thing about Trump? I'm old enough to remember that before Trump, he's going to get us into Third World War with this guy. NOCO. And, oh, my gosh, our NATO allies are going to hate us because he's actually asking them to pony up and write some checks that they owe. Because you know what? They're behind on their payments, right? They're like deadbeat dads with the child support. And what did they do, right? They ponied up to the table. So this is not us now regaining respect from around the world. We're laughing stocks, man. And Time Magazine, I don't know if you saw their picture of Joe Biden with the aviators, glasses on. With
the mirrored ones.
On the frame. Like he's a tough guy. Like he's Top Gun, right? Like he's Maverick. Come on now.
God help us. All right, so let's have a lighthearted, awkward moment, okay? On CNN, you remember... you already know where I'm going, right? So it's one thing when Brian Stelter gets involved with Jeffrey Toobin, you know, and what have you. People make mistakes. But when you put a female commentator on to ask Jeffrey Toobin about his action that day, I'm sitting here watching that clip and going, who thought this was a good idea? Who sat in the newsroom and said, hey, let's get Susan so-and-so on with Jeffrey and ask him you know, was he okay with what he did? And that, I mean, how was that news?
Well, let's talk about who in the HR department thought that was a good idea.
That's right. I didn't think of that.
To have the woman go, okay, Jeffrey Toobin, let's revisit what you did with the tube, Jeffrey Toobin, in a Zoom call. I mean, why? Why rehire this man? Right? I mean, you know. I mean, well, we can all declare that the Me Too movement is dead. Where was Alyssa Milano weigh in on this? Miss Me Too movement, the one who sat behind Kavanaugh?
So, you know what?
Right?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing from any of these people. And so I'm having a little fun with this, but when she says, you're on a Zoom call and you have like a 2-minute break. And you decide, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you had a 2-minute break? Everybody else went for coffee, and what did you go for? Who wrote the questions? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just having a field day with this because I'm saying this is not news. This is like, hey, we got 4 minutes to kill. Bring that Toobin guy in here. Let's see what we can do.
Right. I mean, what was the purpose? I mean, was he such a crack reporter? Was he like Woodward and Bernstein? I mean, did he like solve some big, one of the world's biggest investigative reporting stories in the history? I'm trying to scratch my head as to why this man was so important to them that they would humiliate this woman on camera and actually then revisit the story. They're going to rehire him because you slowly bring him back onto the scene and you ignore it.
Yeah.
You don't go, you know what, let's talk about when you, you know, plunged yourself and whipped your pants out. I mean, whipped yourself out. Excuse me while I whip it out, right? I mean, I just don't even understand. I mean, did they think that this was going to get them out of the ratings basement? Yeah. I mean, have they gone soft porn now? Is that their new?
Poorly now. And you're doing some great job on Newsmax. I know you do regular hits on there as well. They're doing great. They're growing in the ratings. So is OANN. But CNN, I hear, they're still tumbling and tumbling. And it was a true statement, you know. When Trump went away, what are they going to talk about? They got nothing.
No, they got absolutely nothing to talk about. You would think that they would bring be begging Jack Dorsey to bring Trump back on Twitter so that they would have something to talk about, right? So he would give them some content, you know. So they had to try to regurgitate, you know, the Mueller thing now with supposed subpoenas, you know,
And
Swalwell to try to revive something. That was just to give them some content today. That's all that was about.
Swaller. You mean Swaller, not Swalwell. Swaller. Anyway. All right. Andrea Kay, The Andrea Kay Show, every night, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock, guys. Check her out. Go to Google. Google her name. You'll find her all over the place, and it's great. Always have a lot of fun. And I do really want to talk to you about coming back a little bit more often. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, the time you spend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, people, God bless. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me next week. I want to spend more time with you. So come on back. We'll be back here next week.